Solomon's palace, his house in the forest, and the queen's house, the work of the two pillars, the sea or laver, and other vessels. And Solomon built his own house in 13 years and brought it to perfection. He built also the house of the forest of Libanus.
The length of it was 100 cubits, and the breadth 50 cubits, and the height 30 cubits, and four galleries between pillars of cedar, for he had cut cedar trees into pillars. And he covered the whole vault with boards of cedar, and it was held up with 45 pillars, and one row had 15 pillars, set one against another. And looking one upon another, with equal space between the pillars and over the pillars, were square beams in all things equal. And he made a porch of pillars of 50 cubits in length, and 30 cubits in breadth, and another porch before the greater porch, and pillars, and chapiters upon the pillars. He made also the porch of the throne, wherein is the seat of judgment, and covered it with cedar wood from the floor to the top. And in the midst of the porch was a small house where he sat in judgment of the like work. He made also a house for the daughter of Pharaoh, whom Solomon had taken to wife, of the same work as this porch. All of costly stones, which were sawed by a certain rule, and measured, both within and without, from the foundation to the top of the walls, and without unto the great court. And the foundations were of costly stones, great stones of 10 cubits or 8 cubits, and above there were costly stones of equal measure hewed, and in like manner planks of cedar. And the greater court was made round with 3 rows of hewed stones, and 1 row of planks of cedar. Moreover, also in the inner court of the house of the Lord, and in the porch of the house. And King Solomon sent and brought Hiram from Tyre, the son of a widow woman of the tribe of Naphtali, whose father was a Tyrian, an artificer in brass, and full of wisdom and understanding and skill to work all work in brass. And when he was come to King Solomon, he wrought all his work. And he cast 2 pillars in brass. Each pillar was 18 cubits high, and a line of 12 cubits compassed both the pillars. He made also 2 chapiters of molten brass to be set upon the tops of the pillars. The height of 1 chapiter was 5 cubits, and the height of the other chapiter was 5 cubits. And a kind of network and chainwork wreathed together with wonderful art. Both the chapiters of the pillars were cast. 7 rows of nets were on 1 chapiter, and 7 nets on the other chapiter. And he made the pillars, and 2 rows round about each network, to cover the chapiters, that were upon the top, with pomegranates. And in like manner did he to the other chapiter. And the chapiters that were upon the top of the pillars were of lily work in the porch of 4 cubits. And again other chapiters in the top of the pillars above, according to the measure of the pillar over against the network. And of pomegranates there were 200 in rows round about the other chapiter. And he set up the pillars in the porch of the temple. And when he had set up the pillar on the right hand, he called the name thereof Jachin. In like manner he set up the second pillar, and called the name thereof Booz. And upon the tops of the pillars he made lily work, so the work of the pillars was finished. He made also a molten sea of 10 cubits from brim to brim round all about. The height of it was 5 cubits, and a line of 30 cubits compassed it round about. And a graven work under the brim of it compassed it, for 10 cubits going about the sea. There were 2 rows cast of chamfered sculptures. And it stood upon 12 oxen, of which 3 looked towards the north, and 3 towards the west, and 3 towards the south, and 3 towards the east. And the sea was above upon them, and their hinder parts were all hid within. And the laver was a handbreadth thick, and the brim thereof was like the brim of a cup, or the leaf of a crisp lily. It contained 2,000 bates. And he made 10 bases of brass. Every base was 4 cubits in length, and 4 cubits in breadth, and 3 cubits high. And the work itself of the bases was intergraven, and there were gravings between the joinings. And between the little crowns and the ledges were lions and oxen and cherubims, and in the joinings likewise above, and under the lions and oxen, as it were, bands of brass hanging down. And every base had 4 wheels and axle trees of brass, and at the 4 sides were undersetters under the laver molten, looking one against the other. The mouth also of the laver within was in the top of the chapiter, and that which appeared without was of 1 cubit all round, and together it was 1 cubit and a half. And in the corners of the pillars were divers engravings, and the spaces between the pillars were square, not round. And the 4 wheels, which were at the 4 corners of the base, were joined one to another under the base. The height of a wheel was 1 cubit and a half. And they were such wheels as are used to be made in a chariot, and their axle trees and spokes and strakes and naves were all cast. And the four undersetters that were at every corner of each base were of the base itself cast and joined together. And in the top of the base there was a round compass of half a cubit, so wrought that the laver might be set thereon, having its gravings and divers sculptures of itself. He engraved also in those plates, which were of brass, and in the corners cherubims and lions and palm trees in likeness of a man standing, so that they seemed not to be engraven, but added round about. After this manner he made 10 bases, of one casting and measure, and the like graving. He made also 10 lavers of brass. One laver contained 4 bases, and was of 4 cubits, and upon every base in all 10 he put as many lavers. And he set the 10 bases, 5 on the right side of the temple, and 5 on the left. And the sea he put on the right side of the temple over against the east southward. And Hiram made cauldrons, and shovels, and basins, and finished all the work of King Solomon in the temple of the Lord. The 2 pillars, and the 2 cords of the chapiters, upon the chapiters of the pillars, and the 2 networks to cover the 2 cords that were upon the top of the pillars, and 400 pomegranates for the 2 networks, 2 rows of pomegranates for each network, to cover the cords of the chapiters which were upon the tops of the pillars, and the 10 bases, and the 10 lavers on the bases, and 1 sea, and 12 oxen under the sea, and the cauldrons, and the shovels, and the basins. All the vessels that Hiram made for King Solomon for the house of the Lord were of fine brass. In the plains of the Jordan did the king cast them in a clay ground between Succoth and Sartham. And Solomon placed all the vessels, but for exceeding great multitude the brass could not be weighed. And Solomon made all the vessels for the house of the Lord, the altar of gold, and the table of gold, upon which the loaves of proposition should be set, and the golden candlesticks, 5 on the right hand and 5 on the left, over against the oracle, of pure gold, and the flowers like lilies, and the lamps over them of gold, and golden snuffers, and pots, and flesh hooks, and bowls, and mortars, and censers of most pure gold, and the hinges for the doors of the inner house of the Holy of Holies, and for the doors of the house of the temple, were of gold. And Solomon finished all the work that he made in the house of the Lord, and brought in the things that David his father had dedicated, the silver, and the gold, and the vessels, and laid them up in the treasures of the house of the Lord. Chapter 8. The Dedication of the Temple. Solomon's Prayer and Sacrifices. Then all the ancients of Israel, with the princes of the tribes and the heads of the families of the children of Israel, were assembled to King Solomon in Jerusalem, that they might carry the ark of the covenant of the Lord out of the city of David, that is, out of Zion. And all Israel assembled themselves to King Solomon on the festival day in the month of Ethanim, the same is the 7th month. And all the ancients of Israel came, and the priests took up the ark, and carried the ark of the Lord, and the tabernacle of the covenant, and all the vessels of the sanctuary that were in the tabernacle, and the priests and the Levites carried them. And King Solomon and all the multitude of Israel that were assembled unto him went with him before the ark, and they sacrificed sheep and oxen that could not be counted or numbered. And the priests brought in the ark of the covenant of the Lord into its place, into the oracle of the temple, into the Holy of Holies, under the wings of the cherubims. For the cherubims spread forth their wings over the place of the ark, and covered the ark, and the staves thereof above. And whereas the staves stood out, the ends of them were seen without in the sanctuary before the oracle, but were not seen farther out, and there they have been unto this day. Now in the ark there was nothing else but the 2 tables of stone which Moses put there at Horeb, when the Lord made a covenant with the children of Israel, when they came out of the land of Egypt. And it came to pass, when the priests would come out of the sanctuary, that a cloud filled the house of the Lord. And the priests could not stand to minister because of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord had filled the house of the Lord. Then Solomon said, The Lord said that he would dwell in a cloud. Building I have built a house for thy dwelling, to be thy most firm throne forever. And the king turned his face and blessed all the assembly of Israel, for all the assembly of Israel stood. And Solomon said, Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, who spoke with his mouth to David my father, and with his own hands hath accomplished it, saying, Since the day that I brought my people Israel out of Egypt, I chose no city out of all the tribes of Israel for a house to be built, that my name might be there. But I chose David to be over my people Israel. And David my father would have built a house to the name of the Lord, the God of Israel. And the Lord said to David my father, Whereas thou hast thought in thy heart to build a house to my name, thou hast done well in having this same thing in thy mind. Nevertheless, thou shalt not build me a house, but thy son, that shall come forth out of thy loins, he shall build a house to my name. The Lord hath performed his word which he spoke, and I stand in the room of David my father, and sit upon the throne of Israel, as the Lord promised, and have built a house to the name of the Lord, the God of Israel. And I have set there a place for the ark, wherein is the covenant of the Lord, which he made with our fathers when they came out of the land of Egypt. And Solomon stood before the altar of the Lord in the sight of the assembly of Israel, and spread forth his hands towards heaven, and said, Lord God of Israel, there is no God like thee in heaven above, or on earth beneath, who keepest covenant and mercy with thy servants that have walked before thee with all their heart, who hast kept with thy servant David my father what thou hast promised him. With thy mouth thou didst speak, and with thy hands thou hast performed, as this day proveth. Now therefore, O Lord God of Israel, keep with thy servant David my father what thou hast spoken to him, saying, There shall not be taken away of thee a man in my sight to sit on the throne of Israel, yet so that thy children take heed to their way, that they walk before me as thou hast walked in my sight. And now, Lord God of Israel, let thy words be established, which thou hast spoken to thy servant David my father. Is it then to be thought that God should indeed dwell upon earth? For if heaven and the heavens of heavens cannot contain thee, how much less this house which I have built? But have regard to the prayer of thy servant, and to his supplications, O Lord my God. Hear the hymn, and the prayer which thy servant prayeth before thee this day, that thy eyes may be open upon this house night and day, upon the house of which thou hast said, My name shall be there, that thou mayest hearken to the prayer which thy servant prayeth in this place to thee, that thou mayest hearken to the supplication of thy servant and of thy people Israel, whatsoever they shall pray for in this place, and hear them in the place of thy dwelling in heaven, and when thou hearest, show them mercy. If any man trespass against his neighbor, and have an oath upon him, wherewith he is bound, and come because of the oath before the altar to thy house, then hear thou in heaven, and do and judge thy servants, condemning the wicked, and bringing his way upon his own head, and justifying the just, and rewarding him according to his justice. If thy people Israel shall fly before their enemies, because they will sin against thee, and doing penance and confessing to thy name shall come, and pray and make supplications to thee in this house, then hear thou in heaven, and forgive the sin of thy people Israel, and bring them back to the land which thou gavest to their fathers. If heaven shall be shut up, and there shall be no rain because of their sins, and they praying in this place shall do penance to thy name, and shall be converted from their sins by occasion of their afflictions, then hear thou them in heaven, and forgive the sins of thy servants and of thy people Israel, and show them the good way wherein they should walk, and give rain upon thy land which thou hast given to thy people in possession. If a famine arise in the land, or a pestilence, or corrupt air, or a blasting, or a locust, or mildew, if their enemy afflict them, besieging the gates, whatsoever plague, whatsoever infirmity, whatsoever curse or imprecation shall happen to any man of thy people Israel, when a man shall know the wound of his own heart, and shall spread forth his hands in this house, then hear thou in heaven, in the place of thy dwelling, and forgive, and do so as to give to every one according to his ways, as thou shalt see his heart, for thou only knowest the heart of all the children of men. That they may fear thee all the days that they live upon the face of the land, which thou hast given to our fathers. Moreover also the stranger who is not of thy people Israel, when he shall come out of a far country for thy name's sake, for they shall hear everywhere of thy great name and thy mighty hand, and thy stretched out arms, so when he shall come and shall pray in this place, then hear thou in heaven in the firmament of thy dwelling place, and do all those things for which that stranger shall call upon thee, that all the people of the earth may learn to fear thy name, as do thy people Israel, and may prove that thy name is called upon on this house which I have built. If thy people go out to war against their enemies, by what way soever thou shalt send them, they shall pray to thee towards the way of the city, which thou hast chosen, and towards the house which I have built to thy name. And then hear thou in heaven their prayers and their supplications, and do judgment for them. But if they sin against thee, for there is no man who sinneth not, and thou being angry deliver them up to their enemies, so that they be led away captives into the land of their enemies far or near, then if they do penance in their heart in the place of captivity, and being converted make supplication to thee in their captivity, saying, We have sinned, we have done unjustly, we have committed wickedness, and return to thee with all their heart and all their soul in the land of their enemies, to which they had been led captives, and pray to thee towards the way of their land, which thou gavest to their fathers, and of the city which thou hast chosen, and of the temple which I have built to thy name. Then hear thou in heaven, in the firmament of thy throne, their prayers and their supplications, and do judgment for them. And forgive thy people that have sinned against thee, and all their iniquities by which they have transgressed against thee. And give them mercy before them that have made them captives, that they may have compassion on them. For they are thy people, and thy inheritance, whom thou hast brought out of the land of Egypt, from the midst of the furnace of iron. That thy eyes may be open to the supplication of thy servant, and of thy people Israel, to hear them in all things, for which they shall call upon thee. For thou hast separated them to thyself for an inheritance from among all the people of the earth, as thou hast spoken by Moses thy servant, when thou broughtest our fathers out of Egypt, O Lord God. And it came to pass, when Solomon had made an end of praying all this prayer and supplication to the Lord, that he rose from before the altar of the Lord, for he had fixed both knees on the ground, and had spread his hands towards heaven. And he stood and blessed all the assembly of Israel with a loud voice, saying, Blessed be the Lord, who hath given rest to his people Israel, according to all that he promised. There hath not failed so much as one word of all the good things that he promised by his servant Moses. The Lord our God be with us, as he was with our fathers, and not leave us, nor cast us off. But may he incline our hearts to himself, that we may walk in all his ways, and keep his commandments, and his ceremonies, and all his judgments, which he commanded our fathers. And let these my words wherewith I have prayed before the Lord be nigh unto the Lord our God day and night, that he may do judgment for his servant, and for his people Israel day by day, that all the people of the earth may know that the Lord he is God, and there is no other besides him. Let our hearts also be perfect with the Lord our God, that we may walk in his statutes, and keep his commandments as at this day. And the king and all Israel with him offered victims before the Lord. And Solomon slew victims of peace offerings, which he sacrificed to the Lord, 22,000 oxen, and 120,000 sheep. So the king and the children of Israel dedicated the temple of the Lord. In that day the king sanctified the middle of the court that was before the house of the Lord. For there he offered the holocaust, and sacrifice, and fat of the peace offerings, because the brazen altar that was before the Lord was too little to receive the holocaust, and sacrifice, and fat of the peace offerings. And Solomon made at the same time a solemn feast, and all Israel with him, a great multitude from the entrance of Emath to the river of Egypt, before the Lord our God, 7 days and 7 days, that is, 14 days. And on the 8th day he sent away the people, and they blessed the king, and went to their dwellings rejoicing, and glad in heart for all the good things that the Lord had done for David his servant, and for Israel his people. Chapter 9. The Lord appeareth again to Solomon. He buildeth cities. He sendeth a fleet to Ophir. And it came to pass, when Solomon had finished the building of the house of the Lord, and the king's house, and all that he desired, and was pleased to do, that the Lord appeared to him the second time, as he had appeared to him in Gabaon. And the Lord said to him, I have heard thy prayer and thy supplication, which thou hast made before me. I have sanctified this house, which thou hast built, to put my name there forever, and my eyes and my heart shall be there always. And if thou wilt walk before me, as thy father walked, in simplicity of heart, and in uprightness, and wilt do all that I have commanded thee, and wilt keep my ordinances and my judgments, I will establish the throne of thy kingdom over Israel forever, as I promised David thy father, saying, There shall not fail a man of thy race upon the throne of Israel. But if you and your children revolting shall turn away from following me, and will not keep my commandments and my ceremonies which I have set before you, but will go and worship strange gods and adore them, I will take away Israel from the face of the land which I have given them, and the temple which I have sanctified to my name. I will cast out of my sight, and Israel shall be a proverb and a byword among all people. And this house shall be made an example of. Every one that shall pass by it shall be astonished, and shall hiss and say, Why hath the Lord done thus to this land and to this house? And they shall answer, Because they forsook the Lord their God, who brought their fathers out of the land of Egypt, and followed strange gods, and adored them, and worshipped them, Therefore hath the Lord brought upon them all this evil. And when 20 years were ended after Solomon had built the two houses, that is, the house of the Lord and the house of the king, Hiram, the king of Tyre, furnishing Solomon with cedar trees and fir trees and gold according to all he had need of, then Solomon gave Hiram 20 cities in the land of Galilee. And Hiram came out of Tyre to see the towns which Solomon had given him, and they pleased him not. And he said, Are these the cities which thou hast given me, brother? And he called them the land of Chabul unto this day. And Hiram sent to King Solomon 120 talents of gold. This is the sum of the expenses which King Solomon offered to build the house of the Lord, and his own house, and Melo, and the wall of Jerusalem, and Hezer, and Megiddo, and Gezer. Pharaoh the king of Egypt came up, and took Gezer, and burnt it with fire, and slew the Canaanite that dwelt in the city, and gave it for a dowry to his daughter, Solomon's wife. So Solomon built Gezer, and Betharon the nether, and Bela, and Palmyra in the land of the wilderness. And all the towns that belonged to himself and were not walled, he fortified, the cities also of the chariots, and the cities of the horsemen, and whatsoever he had a mind to build in Jerusalem, and in Lebanus, and in all the land of his dominion. All the people that were left of the Amorites, and Hethites, and Pherezites, and Hivites, and Jebusites, that are not of the children of Israel. Their children that were left in the land, to wit, such as the children of Israel had not been able to destroy, Solomon made tributary unto this day. But of the children of Israel Solomon made not any to be bondmen, but they were men of war, and his servants, and his princes, and captains, and overseers of the chariots and horses. And there were 550 chief officers set over all the works of Solomon, and they had people under them, and had charge over the appointed works. And the daughter of Pharaoh came up out of the city of David to her house, which Solomon had built for her. Then did he build Millo. Solomon also offered 3 times every year holocausts and victims of peace offerings upon the altar which he had built to the Lord. And he burnt incense before the Lord, and the temple was finished. And King Solomon made a fleet in Asion-Geber, which is by Eileth, on the shore of the Red Sea, in the land of Edom. And Hiram sent his servants in the fleet, sailors that had knowledge of the sea, with the servants of Solomon. And they came to Ophir, and they brought from thence to King Solomon 420 talents of gold. The queen of Saba cometh to King Solomon, his riches and glory. And the queen of Saba, having heard of the fame of Solomon in the name of the Lord, came to try him with hard questions. And entering into Jerusalem with a great train and riches, and camels that carried spices, and an immense quantity of gold and precious stones, she came to King Solomon and spoke to him all that she had in her heart. And Solomon informed her of all the things she proposed to him. There was not any word the king was ignorant of, and which he could not answer her. And when the queen of Saba saw all the wisdom of Solomon, and the house which he had built, and the meat of his table, and the apartments of his servants, and the order of his ministers, and their apparel, and the cupbearers, and the holocausts which he offered in the house of the Lord, she had no longer any spirit in her, and she said to the king, The report is true, which I heard in my own country, concerning thy words, and concerning thy wisdom, and I did not believe them that told me, till I came myself and saw with my own eyes, and have found that the half hath not been told me. Thy wisdom and thy works exceed the fame which I heard. Blessed are thy men, and blessed are thy servants, who stand before thee always, and hear thy wisdom. Blessed be the Lord thy God, whom thou hast pleased, and who hath sent thee upon the throne of Israel, because the Lord hath loved Israel for ever, and hath appointed thee king to do judgment and justice. And she gave the king 120 talents of gold, and of spices of very great store, and precious stones. There was brought no more such abundance of spices as these which the queen of Saba gave to King Solomon. The navy also of Hiram, which brought gold from Ophir, brought from Ophir great plenty of thion trees and precious stones. And the king made of the thion trees the rails of the house of the Lord, and of the king's house, and citherns and harps for singers. There were no such thion trees as these brought, nor seen unto this day. And King Solomon gave the queen of Saba all that she desired, and asked of him, besides what he offered her of himself, of his royal bounty. And she returned and went to her own country with her servants. And the weight of the gold that was brought to Solomon every year was 666 talents of gold, besides that which The men brought him that were over the tributes, and the merchants, and they that sold by retail, and all the kings of Arabia, and the governors of the country. And Solomon made 200 shields of the purest gold. He allowed 600 sickles of gold for the plates of one shield, and 300 targets of fine gold. 300 pounds of gold covered one target, and the king put them in the house of the forest of Libanus. King Solomon also made a great throne of ivory, and overlaid it with the finest gold. It had 6 steps, and the top of the throne was round behind, and there were 2 hands on either side holding the seat, and 2 lions stood, one at each hand. And 12 little lions stood upon the 6 steps on the one side and on the other. There was no such work made in any kingdom. Moreover, all the vessels out of which King Solomon drank were of gold, and all the furniture of the house of the forest of Libanus was of most pure gold. There was no silver, nor was any account made of it in the days of Solomon. For the king's navy once in 3 years went with the navy of Hiram by sea to Tarsus, and brought from thence gold and silver and elephant's teeth and apes and peacocks. And King Solomon exceeded all the kings of the earth in riches and wisdom. And all the earth desired to see Solomon's face, to hear his wisdom, which God had given in his heart. And every one brought him presents, vessels of silver and of gold, garments and armor and spices and horses and mules every year. And Solomon gathered together chariots and horsemen, and he had 1,400 chariots and 12,000 horsemen, and he bestowed them in fenced cities and with the king in Jerusalem. And he made silver to be as plentiful in Jerusalem as stones, and cedars to be as common as sycamores which grow in the plains. And horses were brought for Solomon out of Egypt and Coa, for the king's merchants brought them out of Coa, and brought them at a set price. And a chariot of 4 horses came out of Egypt for 600 sickles of silver, and a horse for 150. And after this manner did all the kings of the Hittites and of Syria sell horses. Chapter 11. Solomon, by means of his wives, falleth into idolatry. God raiseth him adversaries, Adad, Rezon, and Jeroboam. Solomon dieth. And King Solomon loved many strange women besides the daughter of Pharaoh, and women of Moab, and of Ammon, and of Edom, and of Sidon, and of the Hethites. Of the nations concerning which the Lord said to the children of Israel, you shall not go in unto them, neither shall any of them come into yours, for they will most certainly turn away your heart to follow their gods. And to these was Solomon joined with a most ardent love. And he had 700 wives as queens, and 300 concubines, and the women turned away his heart. And when he was now old, his heart was turned away by women to follow strange gods, and his heart was not perfect with the Lord his God, as was the heart of David his father. But Solomon worshipped Astarte, the goddess of the Sidonians, and Moloch, the idol of the Ammonites. And Solomon did that which was not pleasing before the Lord, and did not fully follow the Lord, as David his father. Then Solomon built a temple for Chemosh, the idol of Moab, on the hill that is over against Jerusalem, and for Moloch, the idol of the children of Ammon. And he did in this manner for all his wives that were strange, who burnt incense and offered sacrifice to their gods. And the Lord was angry with Solomon, because his mind was turned away from the Lord, the God of Israel, who had appeared to him twice, and had commanded him concerning this thing, that he should not follow strange gods. But he kept not the things which the Lord commanded him. The Lord therefore said to Solomon, because thou hast done this, and hast not kept my covenant and my precepts which I have commanded thee, I will divide and rend thy kingdom, and will give it to thy servant. Nevertheless, in thy days I will not do it, for David thy father's sake, but I will rend it out of the hand of thy son. Neither will I take away the whole kingdom, but I will give one tribe to thy son for the sake of David my servant, and Jerusalem which I have chosen. And the Lord raised up an adversary to Solomon, Adad the Edomite, of the king's seed in Edom. For when David was in Edom, and Joab, the general of the army, was gone up to bury them that were slain, and had killed every male in Edom. For Joab remained there 6 months with all Israel, till he had slain every male in Edom. Then Adad fled, he and certain Edomites of his father's servants with him, to go into Egypt. And Adad was then a little boy. And they arose out of Madian, and came into Pharaoh. And they took men with them from Pharaoh, and went into Egypt to Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, who gave him a house, and appointed him victuals, and assigned him land. And Adad found great favor before Pharaoh, insomuch that he gave him to wife the own sister of his wife, Taphnes, the queen. And the sister of Taphnes bore him his son, Genubath. And Taphnes brought him up in the house of Pharaoh. And Genubath dwelt with Pharaoh among his children. And when Adad heard in Egypt that David slept with his fathers, and that Joab, the general of the army, was dead, he said to Pharaoh, "Let me depart, that I may go to my own country." And Pharaoh said to him, "Why? What is wanting to thee with me, that thou seekest to go to thy own country?" But he answered, "Nothing, yet I beseech thee to let me go." God also raised up against him an adversary, Rezon, the son of Eliada, who had fled from his master Adarezer, the king of Sobah. And he gathered men against him, and he became a captain of robbers, when David slew them of Sobah. And they went to Damascus, and dwelt there, and they made him king in Damascus. And he was an adversary to Israel all the days of Solomon. And this is the evil of Adad, and his hatred against Israel, and he reigned in Syria. Jeroboam, also the son of Nebat, an Ephrathite of Sareda, a servant of Solomon, whose mother was named Saruah, a widow woman, lifted up his hand against the king. And this is the cause of his rebellion against him. For Solomon built Millo and filled up the breach of the city of David his father. And Jeroboam was a valiant and mighty man. And Solomon, seeing him a young man, ingenious and industrious, made him chief over the tributes of all the house of Joseph. So it came to pass at that time that Jeroboam went out of Jerusalem, and the prophet Ahias the Silonite, clad with a new garment, found him in the way. And they too were alone in the field. And Ahias, taking his new garment, wherewith he was clad, divided it into 12 parts. And he said to Jeroboam, "Take to thee 10 pieces, for thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, Behold, I will rend the kingdom of the hand of Solomon, and will give thee 10 tribes. But 1 tribe shall remain to him for the sake of my servant David, and Jerusalem the city, which I have chosen out of all the tribes of Israel. Because he hath forsaken me, and hath adored Astarte, the goddess of the Sidonians, and Chemos, the god of Moab, and Moloch, the god of the children of Ammon, and hath not walked in my ways to do justice before me, and to keep my precepts and judgments as did David his father. Yet I will not take away all the kingdom out of his hand, but I will make him prince all the days of his life for David my servant's sake, whom I chose, who kept my commandments and my precepts. But I will take away the kingdom out of his son's hand, and will give thee 10 tribes. And to his son I will give 1 tribe, that there may remain a lamp for my servant David before me always in Jerusalem the city, which I have chosen, that my name might be there. And I will take thee, and thou shalt reign over all that thy soul desireth, and thou shalt be king over Israel. If then thou wilt hearken to all that I shall command thee, and wilt walk in my ways, and do what is right before me, keeping my commandments and my precepts, as David my servant did, I will be with thee, and will build thee up a faithful house, as I built a house for David, and I will deliver Israel to thee. And I will for this afflict the seed of David, but not yet for ever." Solomon therefore sought to kill Jeroboam, but he arose and fled into Egypt to Sisak, the king of Egypt, and was in Egypt till the death of Solomon. And the rest of the words of Solomon, and all that he did, and his wisdom, behold, they are all written in the book of the words of the days of Solomon. And the days that Solomon reigned in Jerusalem over all Israel were 40 years. And Solomon slept with his fathers, and was buried in the city of David his father, and Rehoboam his son reigned in his stead. Chapter 12. Rehoboam, following the counsel of young men, alienateth from him the minds of the people. They make Jeroboam king over 10 tribes. He setteth up idolatry. And Rehoboam went to Shechem, for thither were all Israel come together to make him king. But Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who was yet in Egypt, a fugitive from the face of King Solomon, hearing of his death, returned out of Egypt. And they sent and called him. And Jeroboam came, and all the multitude of Israel. And they spoke to Rehoboam, saying, Thy father laid a grievous yoke upon us. Now therefore do thou take off a little of the grievous service of thy father, and of his most heavy yoke, which he put upon us, and we will serve thee. And he said to them, Go till the third day, and come to me again. And when the people was gone, King Rehoboam took counsel with the old men that stood before Solomon his father while he yet lived. And he said, What counsel do you give me, that I may answer this people? They said to him, if thou wilt yield to this people today, and condescend to them, and grant their petition, and wilt speak gentle words to them, they will be thy servants always. But he left the counsel of the old men which they had given him, and consulted with the young men that had been brought up with him, and stood before him. And he said to them, What counsel do you give me, that I may answer this people, who have said to me, Make the yoke which thy father put upon us lighter? And the young men that had been brought up with him said, Thus shalt thou speak to this people who have spoken to thee, saying, Thy father made our yoke heavy, do thou ease us. Thou shalt say to them, My little finger is thicker than the back of my father. And now my father put a heavy yoke upon you, but I will add to your yoke. My father beat you with whips, but I will beat you with scorpions. So Jeroboam and all the people came to Rehoboam the third day, as the king had appointed, saying, Come to me again the third day. And the king answered the people roughly, leaving the counsel of the old men which they had given him. And he spoke to them according to the counsel of the young men, saying, My father made your yoke heavy, but I will add to your yoke. My father beat you with whips, but I will beat you with scorpions. And the king condescended not to the people. But the Lord was turned away from him to make good his word which he had spoken in the hand of Ahias the Silonite to Jeroboam the son of Nebat. Then the people, seeing that the king would not hearken to them, answered him, saying, What portion have we in David, or what inheritance in the son of Isai? Go home to thy dwellings, O Israel. Now, David, look to thy own house. So Israel departed to their dwellings. But as for all the children of Israel that dwelt in the cities of Judah, Rehoboam reigned over them. Then King Rehoboam sent Adoram, who was over the tribute, and all Israel stoned him, and he died. Wherefore King Rehoboam made haste to get him up into his chariot, and he fled to Jerusalem. And Israel revolted from the house of David unto this day. And it came to pass, when all Israel heard that Jeroboam was come again, that they gathered an assembly, and sent and called him, and made him king over all Israel. And there was none that followed the house of David, but the tribe of Judah only. And Rehoboam came to Jerusalem, and gathered together all the house of Judah, and the tribe of Benjamin, 180,000 chosen men for war, to fight against the house of Israel, and to bring the kingdom again under Rehoboam, the son of Solomon. But the word of the Lord came to Simeas, the man of God, saying, Speak to Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, the king of Judah, and to all the house of Judah, and Benjamin, and the rest of the people, saying, Thus saith the Lord, You shall not go up nor fight against your brethren, the children of Israel. Let every man return to his house, for this thing is from me. They hearkened to the word of the Lord, and returned from their journey, as the Lord had commanded them. And Jeroboam built Sichem in Mount Ephraim, and dwelt there. And going out from thence, he built Phanuel. And Jeroboam said in his heart, Now shall the kingdom return to the house of David, if this people go up to offer sacrifices in the house of the Lord at Jerusalem. And the heart of this people will turn to their lord Rehoboam, the king of Judah, and they will kill me and return to him. And finding out a device, he made two golden calves, and said to them, Go ye up no more to Jerusalem. Behold thy gods, O Israel, who brought thee out of the land of Egypt. And he set the one in Bethel, and the other in Dan. And this thing became an occasion of sin, for the people went to adore the calf as far as Dan. And he made temples in the high places, and priests of the lowest of the people, who were not of the sons of Levi. And he appointed a feast in the 8th month, on the 15th day of the month, after the manner of the feast that was celebrated in Judah. And going up to the altar, he did in like manner in Bethel to sacrifice to the calves which he had made. And he placed in Bethel priests of the high places which he had made. And he went up to the altar which he had built in Bethel on the 15th day of the 8th month, which he had devised of his own heart. And he ordained a feast to the children of Israel, and went up unto the altar to burn incense. Chapter 13. A prophet sent from Judah to Bethel foretelleth the birth of Josias, and the destruction of Jeroboam's altar. Jeroboam's hand offering violence to the prophet withereth, but is restored by the prophet's prayer. The same prophet is deceived by another prophet, and slain by a lion. And behold, there came a man of God out of Judah by the word of the Lord to Bethel, when Jeroboam was standing upon the altar and burning incense. And he cried out against the altar and the word of the Lord, and said, O altar, altar, thus saith the Lord, Behold, a child shall be born to the house of David, Josias by name, and he shall immolate upon thee the priests of the high places who now burn incense upon thee, and he shall burn men's bones upon thee. And he gave a sign the same day, saying, This shall be the sign that the Lord hath spoken. Behold, the altar shall be rent, and the ashes that are upon it shall be poured out. And when the king had heard the word of the man of God, which he had cried out against the altar in Bethel, he stretched forth his hand from the altar, saying, Lay hold on him. And his hand which he stretched forth against him withered, and he was not able to draw it back again to him. The altar also was rent, and the ashes were poured out from the altar, according to the sign which the man of God had given before in the word of the Lord. And the king said to the man of God, Entreat the face of the Lord thy God, and pray for me, that my hand may be restored to me. And the man of God besought the face of the Lord, and the king's hand was restored to him, and it became as it was before. And the king said to the man of God, Come home with me to dine, and I will make thee presents. And the man of God answered the king, If thou wouldst give me half thy house, I will not go with thee, nor eat bread, nor drink water in this place. For so it was enjoined me by the word of the Lord, commanding me, Thou shalt not eat bread, nor drink water, nor return by the same way that thou camest. So he departed by another way, and returned not by the way that he came into Bethel. Now a certain old prophet dwelt in Bethel, and the sons came to him, and told him all the works that the man of God had done that day in Bethel. And they told their father the words which he had spoken to the king. And their father said to them, What way went he? His sons showed him the way by which the man of God went, who came out of Judah. And he said to his sons, Saddle me the ass. And when they had saddled him, he got up, and went after the man of God, and found him sitting under a turpentine tree. And he said to him, Art thou the man of God that camest from Judah? He answered, I am. And he said to him, Come home with me to eat bread. But he said, I must not return, nor go with thee, neither will I eat bread, nor drink water in this place. Because the Lord spoke to me in the word of the Lord, saying, Thou shalt not eat bread, and thou shalt not drink water there, nor return by the way thou wentest. He said to him, I also am a prophet like unto thee. And an angel spoke to me in the word of the Lord, saying, Bring him back with thee into thy house, that he may eat bread and drink water. He deceived him, and brought him back with him. So he ate bread and drank water in his house. And as they sat at table, the word of the Lord came to the prophet that brought him back. And he cried out to the man of God who came out of Judah, saying, Thus saith the Lord, because thou hast not been obedient to the Lord, and hast not kept the commandment which the Lord thy God commanded thee, and hast returned and eaten bread and drunk water in the place wherein he commanded thee that thou shouldst not eat bread nor drink water, thy dead body shall not be brought into the sepulchre of thy fathers. And when he had eaten and drunk, he saddled his ass for the prophet whom he had brought back. And when he was gone, a lion found him in the way and killed him, as his body was cast in the way, and the ass stood by him, and the lion stood by the dead body. And behold, men passing by saw the dead body cast in the way, and the lion standing by the body. And they came and told it in the city, wherein that old prophet dwelt. And when that prophet, who had brought him back out of the way, heard of it, he said, It is the man of God that was disobedient to the mouth of the Lord, and the Lord hath delivered him to the lion, and he hath torn him, and killed him according to the word of the Lord which he spoke to him. And he said to his sons, Saddle me an ass. And when they had saddled it, and he was gone, he found the dead body cast in the way, and the ass and the lion standing by the carcass. The lion had not eaten of the dead body, nor hurt the ass. And the prophet took up the body of the man of God, and laid it upon the ass, and going back brought it into the city of the old prophet to mourn for him. And he laid his dead body in his own sepulchre, and they mourned over him, saying, Alas, alas, my brother. And when they had mourned over him, he said to his sons, When I am dead, bury me in the sepulchre wherein the man of God is buried. Lay my bones beside his bones. For assuredly the word shall come to pass, which he hath foretold in the word of the Lord against the altar that is in Bethel, and against all the temples of the high places that are in the cities of Samaria. After these words, Jeroboam came not back from his wicked way, but on the contrary he made of the meanest of the people priests of the high places. Whosoever would, he filled his hand, and he was made a priest of the high places. And for this cause did the house of Jeroboam sin, and was cut off and destroyed from the face of the earth. End of side two, please.